This is St. Louis Public Radio. Did you know that the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline ends in rural southern Illinois, about 75 miles east of St. Louis? When completed, the pipeline will flow into the Patoka Tank Farm, where crude oil is stored before being sent on to Midwestern refineries. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard tells us about those who live at the end of the pipeline.
Brian Stover raises chickens at the end of the Dakota Access Pipeline. His house in rural Marion County, Illinois, is just across the road from the Patoka Tank Farm, a huge oil storage hub where the controversial pipeline will end its 1,000-mile journey. There's little peace and quiet in Stover's living room, even though his white frame home is surrounded by farmland. Trucks rumble past on U.S. Highway 51 all day long, headed to the tank farm, a sprawling complex where dozens of enormous white steel industrial tanks stand tall, each capable of storing hundreds of thousands of gallons of crude oil. Stover likes living out here, selling his fresh eggs for $2 a dozen.
So we're kind of isolated out here. We kind of like that. It's country, but it's not, and a little bit of both.
I have chickens, and they enjoy living next to the tank farm and laying them eggs. And I have a prosperous little business selling them here on 51.
Stover is 54. He says the tank farm was here long before he was, and he's gotten used to the traffic.
I have a hammock between the two trees there in the backyard, and I'll go out and sit and just contemplate and think and talk to God and just enjoy it.
Protests over the Dakota Pipeline by Native Americans at Standing Rock have been in the headlines for months. But Stover says he's seen only a handful of demonstrators near his house. He says the tank farm has been a good neighbor.
I'm quite sure that our government and the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, is looks out for the security there.
Millions of gallons of oil already flow into the tank farm on pipelines like the Keystone and Capline. The oil is stored temporarily in those big tanks before being sent down other pipelines to Midwestern refineries. Patoka Treasurer Brandy Meyer says the tank farm is as much a part of the local landscape as the farms that grow corn, wheat, or Milo.
It's just been there my whole life. It has grown since I was a child, but I've just always known it to be there as there was the tank farm. You drove by it every day, and there it was.
She gets calls from reporters asking about the tank farm, but she knows little about what goes on there. Although the tank farm has a Patoka address, it's built on unincorporated land beyond the village limits. Patoka Mayor Betty Broomfield says her village of just under 600 people is a quiet place where people have each other's backs. But like many small rural towns, Patoka has lost population and businesses in recent years.
All of our restaurants are gone. Our grocery stores are gone. Our gas stations, we used to have two. We used to have an auto body shop. We used to have pizza places. We had a flower shop. It's all gone. I mean, the economy has just really hurt the small businesses.
Taxes from the tank farm don't go to the village, but she says the school district and township benefit.
It's just an asset, and there's a lot of local people employed there.
But why is the tank farm located here? Local historians say it has to do with geography. Illinois is a crossroads for the nation. And in 1938, oil was discovered on a farm a half mile south of Patoka. There used to be gushers and derricks all over this countryside. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.